This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Mainland China reported 337 new coronavirus infections yesterday, the lowest daily number in more than a month. But elsewhere in the world, things are getting worse. In South Korea, the hardest-hit country outside China, the COVID-19 caseload has swollen to more than 2,000, including 256 new infections and 13 deaths. The World Health Organization is urging all nations to be alert to the danger and to act accordingly. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports the number of new infections of coronavirus appears to be on the decline in China, while the disease is spreading more rapidly around the globe. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a matter of concern, but he notes the virus can be contained if all nations take the right measures.
If you act aggressively now, you can contain this virus. You can prevent people getting sick. You can save lives.
Tedros says this virus does not respect borders, and nations must seek to prevent cases from infiltrating their territory. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Global markets are continuing their coronavirus-induced deep dive. Here in the U.S., Wall Street is anticipating another very difficult day. The AP's Zaria Shackley reports from London.
Wall Street has endured its biggest one-day drop in 9 years, and experts say New York markets look set for more losses. Earlier, Germany's DAX index skidded more than 5%, and in Asia, Tokyo and Shanghai closed 3.7% lower too. Investors have been more confident the disease that emerged in December might be under control, but outbreaks in Italy, South Korea, Japan, and especially Iran have fueled fears this virus is turning into a global threat that might derail trade and industry. I'm Zaria Shackley.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two Baltic countries have reported their first cases of the new coronavirus. Lithuania has confirmed a 39-year-old woman who returned home from the Italian city of Verona is infected. On Thursday, Estonia announced its COVID-19 patient was a man who had visited Iran. Both cases are described as mild. A worker in the U.S. Health and Human Services Department has filed a whistleblower complaint about a lack of protective gear and training when caring for coronavirus evacuees from China. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The Department of Health and Human Services says it's evaluating a government whistleblower's complaint, alleging federal workers did not have the necessary protective gear or training when they were deployed to assist Americans evacuated from China because of the coronavirus.
I would want to get a report from my team. I'm not aware of any violation of quarantine or isolation protocols.
That's Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar at a House hearing Thursday, responding to a question from Congressman Jimmy Gomez. The California Democrat says a high-ranking department official complained that HHS employees sent to Travis and March air bases weren't properly prepared. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hong Kong police today arrested three prominent pro-democracy activists, including media mogul Jimmy Lai, on charges of illegal assembly. He is an outspoken critic of Beijing. All three were charged in connection with a protest march in August and are due in court on May 5th. Placido Domingo's partial retraction of his apology over sexual abuse is not going over well with two of the world-renowned tenor's accusers. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has a report.
On Tuesday, Placido Domingo issued a statement saying he was taking full responsibility for his actions toward women. Now he's quibbling about what those actions were. In a Facebook post, Domingo says his apology left a false impression that now he wants to clarify. He is now, again, denying some of the main claims in an Opera Union's report that he sexually harassed women, including groping them and forcing kisses on them. Already, Spain's culture ministry has canceled two of his shows, and others are considering it based in part on Domingo's apology. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The presidents of Turkey and Russia today spoke by phone, a day after Syrian government airstrikes killed 33 Turkish troops. It was the largest Turkish death toll since Ankara entered the Syrian conflict in 2016 and a serious escalation of tensions with Moscow. In Afghanistan, the reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and Taliban is said to be holding, and after nearly 19 years of war, tomorrow's expected announcement on a peace deal is being greeted with both optimism and some misgivings. Israelis go to the polls for a third time in a year next week. It'll be another referendum on Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister whose political future is at stake. Gene Randall, VOA News.